Hello, my name is Nika Alexander, and I am a communications officer with the World Health Organization. The interview you are about to hear was recorded for World Malaria Day, which is April 25th. It is part of an interview series featuring leaders and advocates in the global malaria response as they reflect on key moments in fighting this disease. Research is an often overlooked but essential part of the advances in global health. From anti-malaria medicines to the very systems that deliver treatment, research provides the foundation of evidence that is needed to make headway in tackling disease. To walk us through some pivotal moments in malaria research and to share her thoughts on progress in the field, today we are joined by Dr. Nina Valecha. She is the director of India's National Institute of Malaria Research. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Valecha.
Thank you.
Tell us, why is research so important in tackling diseases like malaria? Somebody who's not following malaria closely might think that we know everything we need to know. We have treatments. We have tests to identify, diagnosis, and so on. Why is research, however, still so important?
Yeah, very good question. In fact, malaria involves interaction of host, parasite, vector, and also environmental conditions. And there are continuous changes in the dynamics of all, which makes research mandatory to keep pace with the changing scenario for all these elements. So we need basic research to understand the pathogenesis or to the mechanisms for whatever phenomena we are observing, like resistance. We need to have new tools for which definitely research is needed, and then to implement those tools again. We need to have planned different strategies for which we need operational or implementational research. And then when we have tools, we need to know what is the acceptability, what is the best way to use. And as I said, in different scenarios, one size doesn't fit all. In different scenarios in a country or in different situations, which tools would be the best and what will be the best way to use those tools. So I think we have to have research continuously, even if we if we want to achieve elimination, for that matter.
Tell me about some moments in your career when there was a game-changing moment, when there was a sudden change rather than a slow development, perhaps when a new tool came out. What were some moments or a moment that sticks with you where you really saw a change?
The most important change I have seen and which has made a real difference is the introduction of artemisinin-based combination therapy. The way it improved the treatment, the fast recovery of the patient, and then decreased the transmission, and also the number of deaths decreased because we could treat the patients immediately, and we know it is rapid acting medicine. So the patient becomes fine within 24 hours, and then we see less number of deaths or mortality due to malaria after introduction of ACT. This was in 2005. We started and then covered the whole country.
Dr. Valecha, you represent India in the Malaria Policy Advisory Committee, which is a committee that provides independent advice to WHO so that the world can benefit from what the research you're doing and India's experience. What's one of the things that you bring to that committee? What should the world learn from your work and from India's experience in fighting malaria?
Okay, so as I said, one thing is that in a big country with a diverse epidemiology, when we are talking about elimination, we were discussing that there should be way of having a sub-national elimination, because the country cannot wait for many years to declare elimination, so we can have at sub-national level. The other things which we have been discussing about the practices of treatment practices and the change of drug policy, and also how the implementation of with the existing tools can be done in different situations. Because India is a specific situation having a diverse epidemiology all in different states. We come with a lot of experience on handling different strategies in a different situation. And also how the history of, post-eradication era from moving from chloroquine to ACTs and from DDT to LLIN and even GM mosquitoes and other technologies. And also the acceptability of new tools in country like ours, where we have different political system and different setup at the central level and state level.
And despite all these challenges, do you feel hopeful that India can reach elimination one day?
Definitely. As I said, we have learned from the other programs where we have worked towards elimination. So I think definitely it can be done.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Dr. Valecha. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.